number one hot vacation spot by BQ Magazine, Branson is one of our country's best-kept secrets. So be a hero at home and treat your family to a great Branson vacation. So give us a call now at 1-866-338-1405. Toll free, 1-866-338-1405. Branson for $99.
France is ending four decades of self-imposed exile from NATO. More from IRN's Mark Thomas.
A 1966 policy by the late French President Charles de Gaulle has been reversed. In a move led by President Nicolas Sarkozy, the French Parliament has backed a complete return to the NATO alliance. The decades-old rift evicted the NATO headquarters from French soil under the belief that France's independence was weakened under the alliance. President Sarkozy said in a speech that there is no sense in France, a founding member of NATO, having no say in the organization's decisions on military strategy. The military command is expected to become official next month on the 60th anniversary NATO summit in Strasbourg, which will be hosted jointly by Germany and France. Mark Thomas, IRN, USA Radio News.
Space Shuttle Discovery safely docked with the International Space Station. Today, the shuttle crew will begin the task of installing the station's last array of solar panels that will bring the orbiting outpost up to full power. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Not just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm here at the Computer Network. If you've been following the story about AIG, and of course about the bonuses that have been paid, the $167 million bonuses to the people who actually destroyed the company. I mean, these are rewards for the people who wrote the derivative contracts that have basically destroyed AIG. And so far it's cost the American taxpayers about $176 billion. I want you to understand, this is simply a diversion. They're focusing our attention on those terrible guys that got the bonuses. Of course they shouldn't have got the bonuses, but the same thing happened with Merrill Lynch. This is a transfer of American taxpayers' wealth to the certain chosen people, as it were. But you have to understand, the real problem is that over $20 billion, or how much it, we don't know, but at least $20 billion, has been transferred to European banks. Why are the American taxpayers giving money to European banks? Oh, well, those were the agreements that were made by AIG. Fine, let AIG go down. Oh, if AIG went down, it'd bring down the whole financial structure. Well, we may very well have to put out another $500 billion or maybe even $1 trillion for all of the derivative contracts AIG has. People say, oh, it's too big to fall. No, it's too big to keep in business. We should just let it fall and let it crumble. But you see, we're never told those things. They give us these slogans, too big to fall, and they repeat it over and over again. No, too big to maintain. What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is playing games with our minds as they are effectively moving to bankrupt our nation and take us into a hyperinflationary spiral. Where is the money coming from to bail out the European banks? We have to borrow money every day from China. We're totally dependent upon China for our finances. Well, we could go on, but right now we want to get to Barry Shamus, who's waiting patiently on the line, is going to bring us up to date with what's going on in Israel. And those of you who don't know Barry, he's a Jewish, he's an Israeli citizen who was forced to flee from his country because of threats against his life. He's living here, and we'd love to have him on to bring us up to date on what's really going on in Israel behind the scenes. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, you brought up another subject, and I've been getting reports, good reports, not just reports, that AIG has insured the American government. You've heard this, I think.
Well, the congressman's pension funds are there, and a lot of the government employees' pension funds are there. Yeah.
Well, that explains a certain amount, don't you think?
I think it may very well, but they're not going to tell the American people that. I think a lot of American people, you know, with Congress running an approval rate of about 12%, a lot of them would say maybe the best thing to do is just let it go down. The congressmen to get exactly what they deserve because they've destroyed our savings, our Social Security, our pensions. Why shouldn't their pensions be endangered? But go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's go back. We'll sort of stay in the States, but it's pretty relevant to Israel. And that's a CIA report that was released earlier this week. It was released by an international lawyer named Franklin Lamb on Press TV. And apparently he has enough status that this report is gone worldwide. I was on Israel National Radio 2 days ago on the Tamar Yona show, and they're doing days of what's going on in the States to Israel, focusing on the CIA report. It's known all over the place now. In just 2 days, it's spread everywhere. Well, what it says that Israel has a maximum of 20 years to live, and they expect the demise to take place way sooner than that, using the fall of Russia and South Africa as examples of what will happen to Israel. And I believe them. Russia and South Africa didn't fall on their own accord. They were pushed, and I think I know the same push is going on with Israel.
And what you're really talking about is American and CIA involvement working behind the scenes to destroy the South African government, to destroy the Russian government. And you feel that the same thing is happening today as far as Israel. But, you know, the thing is, you don't get secret CIA reports and release them unless somebody has leaked those reports. I mean, if you did that, if you were to put out an official secret government report, why, they would arrest you and throw you in prison and throw away the keys. So, obviously, somebody is intentionally leaking this report at this time. But go right ahead.
Well, whoever Franklin Lamb is, he claims the Congressional Security Commission or committee, whatever it is, they've all got a copy of this report. And I got to tell you, no one has just said this is a fraud. I've been waiting for someone to just say that Franklin Lamb made it all up. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen denials, nothing.
Well, of course, the thing is, they want this report out, Barry. It's obvious somebody wanted this out, like when they leaked the FBI, just leaked the story about Elliot Spitzer, about his affair with the prostitute. They wanted to destroy him. And I believe that there are people within the CIA who want to destroy Israel. I think it's exactly the same thing. But they have to say, well, we can't say it officially. We're just going to leak the story. Because if there was any question about it, they really wanted it suppressed, they'd go after Mr. Lamb and put him in prison, but they're not doing that. So go ahead.
Well, the report claims that the Palestinian refugees will return, and we'll talk about that shortly. The Israeli government is certainly helping that along, and they claim that 2 million Jews will leave Israel. They use the statistic that 500,000 Israelis now live in the United States, which, by the way, if Florida is any indication, that figure is probably right. They claim 300,000 are in California, and many thousands more in Israel are applying for foreign passports. And it's true. I mean, it's true. But they're not leaving Israel for security reasons. Mostly they're leaving for financial and corruption reasons. They just don't have the opportunities in Israel to advance, and they're getting out of there. Now, one part that makes no sense to me. Oops.
Hold
we'll get to that in a second.
This moment was very Shemesh right here. The American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, Dr. Standback here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shemesh, and Barry is telling us about this secret CIA report, which is supposedly leaked to a gentleman named Mr. Lamb, and is going all over the world. And basically, it says that Israel is going to be, well, is not going to exist as a state in 20 years. Obviously, somebody has plans. This is being put out for a specific purpose. But pick up the story there.
Yeah, there's one fact that's so blatantly wrong that I would suggest this report was written with a political bias. And that report is that 1.5 million Israelis will return to Russia, mostly Eastern Europe. And look, I've got lots of Russian friends in Israel, and I've known them, and occasionally they'll wax sentimental about Russia. They're a little homesick, some of them, but none of them want to return to Russia. None. Now, to get 1.5 million Israelis to return to Russia, you'd have to do it at gunpoint. No one's going to voluntarily go back to Russia. And that's what this report is claiming. which, if that fact is in the fact, it's a complete lie. It's not a fact at all. If that's in this report, then it's just not based on intelligence. Alright? Just a lot of Israelis will come to America. There's no fighting that. They're already here. But going back to Russia, 1.5 million of them, that's every Russian and Eastern European living in Israel, gets on planes and goes back to Russia and Eastern Europe, the Ukraine, the Baltic states, wherever they came from, Georgia, they're all going back there. And, well, it's not going to happen. Now, that's not because the Israeli government isn't trying to make parts of this report true, and the business about the return of the Palestinians is going to the Supreme Court this week. Now, this is actually an incredibly fateful hearing of the Supreme Court, but it may be a little boring, as you know, many legal cases are, but still, we'll go through it. In the year 2003, the Israeli government passed a law that prevented Israeli Arabs marrying Arabs, usually family members. These weren't marriages of love. This is another issue, by the way. In Muslim society, marriages are usually arranged, and they don't have anything to do with love. What they do is family members, from Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Judea, Samaria, they marry Israeli Arabs. And this is not a small trend. The law was passed because between 1993 and 2003, 130,000 Israeli Arab marriages, and that's an enormous figure, by the way. That's it. In 10 years, it's got to be over half the marriages were to foreign Arabs. So the Israeli government passed a law that says these foreign Arabs are not going to get Israeli citizenship for marrying for convenience. It's more than convenience. It's a political co-option is what it is. And they passed a law that says they're not getting citizenship. Well, this law is now going to be rescinded. There's a Supreme Court panel headed by a deeply corrupt, the head of the Supreme Court, Dorit Beinish. Look, I'm not going to go into how she was the state attorney general and covered up the Rabin assassination in very ugly ways, I want you to know. That's in my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. Nonetheless, that's who it is. That's who's hearing this change of law. And everyone expects her to nix the law, to abandon the law of 2003 and let Arabs marry outsiders, and the outsiders will become Israeli. There's another issue, of course. I don't even think, even if the law was in place, I still think their children would be Israeli. That's not being properly stated. If the law was thorough, it would actually say if you marry an outsider, your children will not be Israeli. I never heard of a law like that. But the danger is that using this strategy, the Israeli majority in Israel will be erased. And this isn't complicated math either. You just keep bringing in Arabs using loopholes to the point that in a 10-year period, 130,000 Arabs from outside Israel came into Israel to marry these women. Well, you will erase the Jewish majority. It's actually a very, very good plot by the Arabs. And all you need is mostly women. I don't think it was the other way around where Israeli Arab men married women from Syria and Iraq. I think it was the other way around. But neither here nor there. Given enough time, they will erase the Jewish majority in Israel. And the Palestinian refugees will return through the back door. The real tragedy of all this is the, as I said, the Supreme Court is hearing this. And everyone thinks that Beinisch is going to overturn the 2003 law and just turn Israel into a floodgate for foreign Arab immigrants marrying Israelis. That's the issue.
Well, very, very similar things going here in America. Our leaders are intent upon destroying the racial makeup of America, encouraging people to come here illegally, bringing in people from Muslim nations. Why would they want to do that? Because they have a different worldview and an intense hatred of America. And obviously the people in Israel, some of the people in key positions, want to see that nation destroyed. Now, as I've said before, I believe God has a purpose for Israel being there. I believe that whatever his reason is, he brought the children of Israel back to Israel at this time in history. And I don't think the plot's going to work, but it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. So go right ahead, Barry.
Well, let's go back to the Israeli government. I mean, this is what I've been fighting for years, is not the issue of whether the Jews should be at home, whether there should be an Israeli nation. The issue is to get the crooks running the place out of office somehow, and somehow get Israel back to being a Jewish state. And it doesn't have to be a religious Jewish state. It's just got to be a moral one. And again, the morality is not the Arab-Israeli conflict. That's war. The morality is who's running the place and what they're doing to the country.
But, Barry, if you don't have religious people, you're not going to have moral people. It's very difficult to find people who do not have some allegiance to God who are really moral. They may claim to be moral, but they make up their morals as they go along. I've known so many people who say, well, I don't have to believe in God to be a moral individual. And they're cheating on their wife. They're cheating on Medicare. You know, basically, you know, you got to have, you know, some religious foundation for people to be, you know, to do the right thing. They just don't
worry
do it on their own.
Don't worry about it. Half of Israel's religious now, and it's growing.
Good. That'll be the only salvation for that state.
You do have moral secular people as well, but nonetheless, just so long as this crookedness is removed somehow, that the people demand an honest government, religious, secular, who cares, so long as it's honest. Now, what you've got, we spoke about this last week, the chief of staff of the IDF, Ashkenazi, we spoke about his what you would call far left background, and again we also spoke about the fact that the IDF will not promote a religious officer anywhere near the general staff, no matter how many of them are capable of it and how many would be a lot better than what we got in the staff right now. They're not going to be promoted to that because, well, the labor Zionists are holding on to power and they're not giving it up. But General Ashkenazi went to the States, and I'm just going to tell you the two American leaders that he met with were Dennis Ross. He is the American Oslo daddy. He guided Israel into this awful process, and many people hate Jews. I don't know about Gentiles, but many Jews despise him. He was, well, for Secretary of State Clinton, General Ashkenazi met him, followed by a trip to New York to meet Henry Kissinger. Now, I could do so many tangents on Kissinger, but what it comes down to is he is given the CFR's Israel file. He's everybody's agent. And that is who the IDF are taking their orders from. Now, just to help matters along. I mean, the Israeli government is just committing suicide, guided suicide. And I'll give you an example of this, that Israel returned 300 weapons confiscated in the 2002 anti-intifada operation. It was a pretty big operation in Judea and Samaria. Nonetheless, they returned the weapons, well, to Fatah, to the PLO. You can call it the PA, the Palestinian Authority, except they have no leader in power. They're non-functional. But they returned 300 weapons to them. I mean, look, what for? They're so going to be used against Jews.
The same, so you can continue the war. If you don't have the other side have weapons, I use the analogy on our other program, you know, if you're playing marbles and one guy wins all the marbles, the game's over. You got to give marbles back so you can keep the game going. So you give the weapons back to the PLO, and I understand they're going to give it up another 100, 450 or so. You know, Arab terrorists, many of them confirmed murders. They're going to give them back so we can keep the game going, Barry. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the Israeli people to understand anymore, and they want the American people to understand that we're funding the Pakistani government, and they're funding the ISI, and the ISI is funding the Taliban, and the Taliban are killing our boys in Afghanistan. It's all the same game. But you can't let the Israeli people know how the game's played. You certainly couldn't let the Americans know how the game's played. Go right ahead.
Well, there's a very unfunny punchline to returning the weapons. Right after the weapons were given back to the PLO, two Israeli policemen along the Jordan Valley Road stopped to help a car with a flat tire. It was a trap. It was an ambush. Well, somebody set up their car to look like it had a flat tire. The cops stopped, and they were shot to death on the spot. One died in slow agony. The other was killed immediately. That was a little more merciful. These are Israeli policemen shot by Arabs using a 9mm gun. We don't know if it was one of the returned weapons. And frankly, I could care less. The fact is, Israel returns 300 weapons. A couple hours later, two cops were killed. Two Israeli policemen were murdered brutally. Well, the police are not going to be kind to Palestinians when fellow policemen are shot dead by them so cruelly.
We'll be back in just a moment. Barry Shemin, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046. Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your brand new book, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website.
Yeah, the brand new book, which I still haven't received, but I ordered them, one for you, but you'll have to wait until I get it, is at www.lulu.com. You go into the search box and you write my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. It's called The Compromised Land. And essentially, take our conversations from the last couple of years and put them down in writing, and that's the new book. It's about 400 pages. I'll repeat that. Lulu.com. L-U-L-U.com. The website is barrychamish.com, and if you want to book me, which this week I believe I'm going to be in southern Florida with a booking. Nonetheless, here's the number, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079, and I'll be glad to speak to your organization, church, synagogue, whatever it is. I give a very nice and exciting evening for you. Now, let's go back. Oh, I would get that book, by the way. It's only a week old, and you'll have the very first copies from the first edition. All right, back to Israel. Enough plugging. Now, you're right about the 450. Israel did agree to free every prisoner that Hamas demanded for the freedom of a soldier, Gilad Shalit. And yet, the negotiations still broke down, and the Israelis are so confused by this. I've been saying this for the longest time already. Shalit is dead. Just based on past experience, he was probably killed very shortly after he was kidnapped in a torturous, agonizing way at that. Hamas wants to keep the myth alive that they're going to get back a live soldier. They're not. He's been killed. And the Israelis won't acknowledge this. And I'm talking about average Israelis. By the way, these negotiations fell apart, the reports were that Shalit must be alive because there have been audio tapes and all this. At least there, some people are suspecting that Hamas has nothing to exchange. Nonetheless, all right, the Israeli government still offered to release 450, terrorists.
Why would, you know, you might release one terrorist or two terrorists in return for, you know, a prisoner, but 450, the only logical explanation is they want to keep the game going. It doesn't make logical sense from, you know, any logical point of view, as you well know, Barry, and I think any of our listeners would realize. You don't release 450, you know, terrorists in exchange for one live Israeli soldier. In fact, when he was kidnapped, my understanding was that they, his people working with him were not allowed to do anything to try to rescue him. Doesn't make sense unless there's another agenda behind this whole thing to justify turning the terrorists loose so we can continue the war. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they will be turned loose if there's no Gilad Shalit. Neither here nor there, Hamas broke down the negotiations, even though every term they demanded was realized, they still broke them down. That, to me, just says, sadly, Gilad Shalit is dead, and may he rest in peace, but I don't believe that there is a live soldier to return. Now, it brought a reaction, though, from some, again, from people who I accidentally met giving lectures in Israel. Mayor and Shmuel Schisvetshuter, they're Dutch, lost their children, their parents. Oh, it was just a god-awful tragedy in the Sabaro restaurant in Jerusalem. I believe it was in 2002. It wiped out this family.
Well, it was a bombing. It was a bombing of the
Yes. It was a suicide bomber on King George and Jaffa Road in the heart of Jerusalem. And it killed 15 people. But it just wiped out the Schisvetshuter family. And Mayor and Shmuel went to the media and did something. It's about time somebody did this, actually. They said they will take every effort to make sure if those terrorists are released, they won't stay alive long. It's that simple. They said they will personally kill them, one way or another. And the reason I bring up their sister, I believe her name was Rachel. This incident is in my book, Save Israel. I was giving a lecture in Petah Tikva, where about half my lectures took place. A nice, rational, religious Zionist crowd in Petah Tikva. They always treated me well. At the end of the lecture, she took me aside and told me something, well, that I certainly remembered. I don't know if it's a lump in the throat sort of thing. I mean, it's based on a lot of dead people and, well, her nephews, nieces, and children died. But she said that just before the bomb exploded, their family were talking about me. That's the story. I don't know how you take a story like that. I just noted it as an extremely powerful thing that happened to me at the end of a speech in Petah Tikva. But so I do know Mayor and Shmuel, at least they know my writing. And as I said, if those terrorists are released, I don't know if they're just shooting off their mouth, but these people saw their family wiped out. And they essentially said, screw the government. That's what they said. If the government won't even imprison the people who blew up our family, we'll have to take law into our own hands. And that was the reaction to the announcement that Hamas would get 450 of its terrorists back for one Israeli soldier.
Well, the whole thing is illogical, and I hope the people of Israel, I hope the people of America will realize There is no logic behind this, so there has to be another explanation. But you go right ahead.
Well, there's a logic. According to the logic, Israel is a very humane place and will do anything to save soldiers who fell into enemy hands. In other words, Israel is the human life factor in this war. The problem, once again, is those 450 Hamas prisoners are going to start shooting Jews as soon as they're released. So that's the illogical part of all this. However, I hear the music.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish as we talk about what's going on in over Israel. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is an explanation. They just don't want the public to know. You got to keep the game going. We've got wicked and evil men in charge there and here as well.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpaha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th. So call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Barry, it's the last segment. You pick up the story there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about the indictment of the former president of Israel, Moshe Katsav, for rape. Now, he could have walked free. An arrangement was made. Essentially, it involved him admitting that he was guilty, and he just couldn't sign it. He didn't believe that he raped anyone, and he's going to court over it, which, by the way, is a pretty good sign that he is innocent, because that trial is going to be a circus with Israeli feminists sitting in the courtroom determined to put him away for life. It's going to be a very unpleasant experience for him. Now, you have to understand that two Israeli presidents resigned in shame in a row. And Shimon Peres tried, well, he succeeded when he got Katsav out of the picture. But there was, Ezra Weitzman was before Katsav. He got rid of two presidents. Now, Weitzman was the father of the Oslo Accords, and I've written about that. What happened was he took a bribe of $6.5 million to his political party, Lachad. No, it was, okay, who cares what his name was. It's gone. And to start Oslo, he took the money, and the next thing you knew, he had cell phones legal, and then they became illegal, and they found a way around it to negotiate with the PLO. This was way back in 1990. Now, nobody, but nobody knew about this bribe lower down than Shimon Peres. This was a highly secretive bribe. It was given by a Geneva businessman named Edward Sarosi, who, if you know what the Geneva Accord was a few years later, they were backing the end of Israel's, what they were backing, and Weizmann essentially betrayed his country. And he was forced out of office, and then Shimon Peres ran for president, and lo and behold, there was a secret vote in the Knesset where a whole bunch of his own Labor Party members had to have voted against him, and Moshe Katsav was elected president of Israel. Now, Katsav was really unprepared. He was like the Sarah Palin of Israel. Absolutely no political smarts, and he was just ripe for the picking. Now, he may very well have been forward with women, but he didn't rape them. But now I'm going to give you an example of what judicial life is in Israel. His son Noam finally opened his mouth to the biggest newspaper in Israel, Yediot Ahronot. And here's a few quotes from Noam Katsav. "My father's rights, both as a human being and a suspect, were trampled on every hour of every day. The investigators terrorized our defense witnesses, falsified testimonies, and ignored substantial evidence. They repeatedly put words in the mouth of complainant A so that her version would coincide with their rape theory. Worst of all, the prosecution lied to the Supreme Court." And then he goes and attacks the Attorney General, who he claims he did not prevent police from leaking details of the investigation to the press. He gave anonymous interviews throughout the entire probe. This is Israeli justice. When they want to trample you, they pull out all the stops. And the Katsav family, believe it or not, are doing something very, very brave in that they're standing up to the Paris Inquisition. Now, I'm going to give you, I don't know if it's relevant, but I like to put it in just to let you know that I met Katsav in a very strange way. It was at the Jerusalem Book Fair, the Hebrew Book Fair, where I would sell my books. I would wear a T-shirt that said "The Hebrew Who Murdered Rabin" and put provocative evidence on my stand. And word came out that Katsav was touring the book fair, so I stayed by my stand and waited for him to arrive. But when he got up the stairs, this was at the Israel Museum, it was just one long sidewalk and then one sidewalk back. That was the layout. I saw his guards make him go forward. I was a little bit on the right. They made him ignore my stand. So I went into action. I ran down the sidewalk with a couple of books and waited for Katsav. So eventually he had to go back down the sidewalk, the president of Israel. And when he did, I walked up to him with my Who Murdered Rabin shirt. I held a book in each hand, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin in Hebrew. And I said, "Mr. President, when are you going to tell the truth already?" Now, I've got him in a face-to-face confrontation, and I'm looking at his guards, and their fingers are itching to go for the guns in case I'm dangerous. You know, the hands, the arms lifted just a little bit to pant pocket level, and I'm looking around, and they're looking at me, and they don't think this is funny, but Katsav gives a huge smile. I guess he was trained to do this for the cameras and just simply did not say a word. He just smiled at me, and I looked at the guards and I said, I better get out of here. This is, I made my point, and that was that. I walked back to my stand. But that was my face-to-face confrontation with Katsav. And after that, he just went crazy against the conspirators.
Well, we're going to have to let you go, Barry. We'll talk to you later.
You got it.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Dr. Barry Shamish. I hope you enjoy our interviews with him. But this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we could use your help to maintain the network of programs that we have across America every week. But, of course, it's an expensive proposition, buying airtime and raising the funds. But if you are in a position to help and would like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, and when you do, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, and you get our newsletter by mail or by email, and but you can help us. And so if you'd like to and you're in a position to do it, and I know many people are hurting today, but if you can help, we'd love to have you as a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then certainly I would mention that if you have not yet made your arrangements for long-term food storage, you really should. And if you'd like information, a catalog for ready reserve foods, we'd be glad to send you one. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. You should have a supply of health products on hand and various other things that will get you through the difficult times that I believe are coming. I don't believe that anything the government is doing is going to solve the problem, because behind the scenes, they're doing everything they can to prevent it from being solved, because they want the problem. They want to utilize this to bring about their one world government, their one world currency, their one world financial system, and their one world religion. because there's an intense hatred of Christianity. When you understand that, why, you can understand why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. It had nothing to do with the law. It had to do with a president named Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who actually began appointing Masons to the Supreme Court to destroy the religious foundation of our nation, because Franklin Delano Roosevelt was deeply involved with Satanism, and he was a 37-degree Mason, but he was a disciple of Manly P. Hall. It's all covered in a great DVD we carry called The Eye of the Phoenix. I didn't really think that Chris Pinto, who did the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone, could excel over those two excellent DVDs which we carry. But The Eye of the Phoenix is truly far better. So excel over those. Please call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and consider getting those DVDs. And if you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. Certainly the catalog on the long-term food storage. But the important thing is that you get the information, you help us to get it out. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. Go to the site called Other Videos, and you can link to all sorts of things we put up there that we think are well worthwhile. And then, of course, we hope you'll listen to our radio programs. You'll read our newsletters and the other material that's available at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we have a number of great DVDs, some of them done by our good friend Bob Fletcher, on the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, on weather warfare, on mind control, as it's called, exotic weapons. Goes into the very real information that's available on electric mind control. Truly unbelievable, but they can't let the American people know the truth. Got a great DVD on the murder of Sonny Bono. They murdered Bono. But then, of course, we've got a great four-tape set now on the assassination of Martin Luther King. They killed King. They killed Bobby Kennedy. You need to get the four-tape set on that and understand who Saran really was. Well, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. As America is dying today.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6500.